Well, we played and discussed those comments from Robert Kraft last week on They Said It, Sean?
Yes, Greg, on Friday of last week.
So for whatever reason, Bill Belichick has felt the need to clarify the comments that were made by Robert Kraft today in speaking with ESPN, I believe, Sean.
That's correct, Greg. If you thought there was any kind of olive branch being extended, you would be wrong. Bill Belichick went out of his way to reach out to ESPN and commented on this.
We need the full length of the comments, please.
You got
if
it.
You could.
All right, quote, "As I told Robert multiple times through the years, I took a big risk by taking the New England Patriots head coaching job. I already had an opportunity to be the head coach of the New York Jets, but the ownership situation was unstable. I had been warned by multiple previous Patriots coaches, as well as other members of other NFL organizations and the media, that the New England job was going to come with many internal obstacles. I made it clear that we would have to change the way the team was managed to regain the previously attained success."
Wow.
He's not wrong. I mean, we talked about it when we played it during They Said It. It's Robert Kraft wanting to take full credit for Bill Belichick. And I don't know that he deserves full credit for everything that Bill Belichick did. I don't mind Bill, I mean, reaching out to ESPN and wanting to clarify the record as soon as you hear the comments could be a little petty, but
this goes to show you there will be no Bill Belichick statue.
There will be a statue.
There's no way there is.
He's definitely not coming to the Tom Brady statue.
No, he's not going to the Tom Brady
statue.
There's
no way he's getting a statue. No.
But think about this from Bill's perspective for a minute, because we talked about these comments last week. And I said, I feel like that's a little bit of a shot, because it makes it sound, from what Kraft says, like Bill was this guy who was so on the outs after what happened in Cleveland that he's like some guy that nobody wants to touch.
Couldn't get a job.
And so he takes this huge risk, like it's so crazy to hire Bill Belichick. And in reality, he was already a head coach somewhere else. So, like, he had already gotten another shot after Cleveland from another franchise within the division. So it's I can understand how Bill would be defensive about how that's portrayed.
So I have to ask a question. I have to ask the question, because this is not something normally we would think Bill Belichick would do. How much is this influenced by his girlfriend? Because she seems to be one who has no problem at clapping back. Exactly.
So you think she's in his ear saying, "Hey,
I had to ask the question.
Did you hear what Robert Kraft said about you today?
He's taking all the credit for your success." I had to ask the question, just because this is not something in previous years that Bill would do. He would not seek out ESPN to give them a quote saying that he also took a risk.
But I think Bill feels burned. We've talked about this a lot, and I've said this a bunch of times, but I'll repeat it. I think he feels burned by the way in which the exit happened, because I think he agreed, as a classy individual would, to describe that as a mutual parting of the ways, and to have some glad handing and a happy-go-lucky end of the 10-year press conference. And it wasn't that long afterward that Robert Kraft went on with Charlemagne the God and said, "I fired Bill Belichick."
And the dynasty came out.
It wasn't that long afterward that the dynasty came out. So I think he has every right to stand up for himself and the reputation, if it's going to, if these things are going to continue to be said that don't put him in the positive light that he deserves to be put in.
Right.
And Curtis would disagree with me if Curtis were here, but I feel strongly about that. The same way I feel strongly about the fact that without Tom Brady, Bill Belichick wouldn't have done what he did. And without Bill Belichick, Tom Brady wouldn't have been able to do as much as he did. So.
Right, but I think it's more of like when you, and this is why I always talk about the Kraft-Belichick relationship. It is very, like, you know, strained in the sense that when Bill left, it was a lot of just like negativity and trash being thrown Bill's way, you know, how difficult of a coach he was to work with. And, you know, whether if you're a player, if you were in the front office or you're a coach, it was a lot of that rather than, man, it was a privilege to have this guy for 20 years and what he was able to accomplish as a coach. And, you know, and the documentary being, look what he was able to do. And, you know, all these different facets of, hit this dynastic run and the issues that he had and to deal with in the off the field and on the field.
It's not necessary either. Like, it's just a waste of time if you're the New England Patriots. Like, you don't have to besmirch the guy. What Bill Belichick did here in the organization is not in any way, shape, or form a negative when you give him credit for doing what he did. Like, it doesn't
right make, but I think a lot of the problem with this, and this is just me from being an outsider's perspective, and kind of
you're an insider
but an insider
you're there on the inside,
right? And I think part of my perspective is everybody wants to claim the reason why we were good was because of me.
Yeah, it's the success has many fathers, failure is an orphan.
Right, and everybody wants that claim.
Well, you're forced into doing that when, you know, no offense, you're not that good and haven't been that good for a while. So you're forced into going back and looking at the glory days
The member berries.
Yeah, and trying to take credit for it. They assembled a, you know, top to bottom, for a good period of time, an unbelievable group of coaches, of players, of people that were around them who were wildly successful. It's the sum of all the parts, and there's nothing, you're not diminishing what you put into it, what your role was, by giving credit to other people.
What they have to do now is go to Brady and say, who took the bigger risk in that relationship? Was it Bill or Kraft?
I mean, Tom Brady,
and he'll be the tiebreaker.
Tom Brady has generally stayed out of this, which I give him a lot of credit for. Like, because he's asked about it, and he gives credit to everybody. Like, it's so petty. It's stupid.
Well, he's busy. So, he's got some yacht dates to go to. He's got some weddings to go
to.
He
does.
Tom is calculated, because what he does, he stays out of it. But then he'll say, like, it's about the players. The players are the ones that win championship.
Bill used to say that.
No, I know that.
I'm getting dragged for saying that Bill Belichick has been classy in this. I don't know.
He's not the one that made a documentary to recount his days on the team.
No, but Bill has come across as, like, he hasn't done a documentary, but if you look at some of Bill's interviews and some of the things, he does come across as like, all right, well, I'm the one who built this thing here, and this is how I built it, and this is the way we built it. I'm the one who drafted Brady. So I get Robert going,
he is.
Well, no, and I agree with that, but I get Robert going, well, I'm the one who hired.
And doesn't he have a leg to stand on, Wiggy, when it comes to reacting? Like, it's not like he's the one originally doing all this and trying to claim that he's the reason that the Patriots dynasty existed. He felt like he was getting disregarded and felt like he needed to reassert himself. Right.
And a lot of it is also because, Megan, when you hear people like this, a lot of the times they don't sound genuine when they try to say it was a group effort.
Mm-hmm. Who are you talking about, Bill?
I'm talking about all
just
of them.
Just in general.
Like, just in general. Like, when, you know, sometimes when you hear Robert, you hear Bill, or you hear Tom, like, they don't always sound genuine. They say, yeah, we, you know, it was a collaborative effort. I think that's kind of them being PC. But then at times when you kind of hear it and, like, saying, all right, it seems like it's more about, okay, I was the main reason why we were successful, you know, 80% of it. And I think that's why, as somebody who was in there and understands how, you know, people at that level, their egos kind of get in the way, you could tell sometimes it doesn't really sound genuine when they're like, yeah, we all kind of did it. Robert was a help, you know. Tom was great. Tom will go, yeah, Bill was a great coach, you know, but, you know, we still had to go out there as players, and it's just.
But all that's true. Like,
it is, but it comes across as
they did all have to do it. Like, nobody deserves single credit for what the dynasty. Like, it's impossible to give full credit to anybody.
It's all so petty, dude. Like, you guys won 6 titles. Who cares who was the impetus behind all of it? Like, it's just, you guys accomplished something amazing. Like, revel in that. Like, relish that. Don't, like, just
right,
throw
but
stones
shy,
at each
but
other.
There are people, when their egos or they get to that level, that sometimes those egos get in the way, and it's, you know, it doesn't sound genuine for them to do it. There are other guys who say, listen, man, we all had a role in this, you know. I bust people's chops all the time and say, you know what, if it wasn't for Tom, I mean, if it wasn't for my snow game performance.
Here we go.
You were a part of it.
Yeah, but I know at the
you
end
were
of,
a part of it.
I know at the end of the day, I played a small specific role in helping the team win a championship.
Yeah.
You know, and I know what my role is, but when you get to a higher level, mm-hmm. and you're like more of the reasoning why, I think sometimes the ego gets in the way.
We know what your role was, and it was oftentimes bulky.
Braided.
Oh, braided.
Yeah, I'm a braided guy.
Braided and seeded.
Yep, I'm a braided and
with
seeded
the chicken parm.
With the chicken parm.
You ever do the vodka sauce mm-hmm. on the chicken parm sauce?
Yeah, Milano's does it that way. They have one.
Fire.
Yeah, and I'm ready. Mock.
You can't
does a
go back
one.
To the regular gravy after you have the vodka sauce on yeah. the chicken parm sauce.
But some people don't like the spiciness of the vodka sauce.
Not a problem. Yeah. Not a problem for me.
Right.
Yeah. Is vodka sauce really that spicy?
Yeah, is it?
Some places they do. Yeah,
I don't prefer it to be. I just think it's way better. And also, some people go vodka on a chicken parm, sando,
uh-huh.
vodka sauce, and a little pesto as well.
Oh, I love pesto.
Yeah. Right? I don't know if I...
The
I've
nuttiness
never had,
of the pesto?
I've never had chicken... I never had pesto on my chicken parm.
Give it a try, Coach.
All right, I'll give it a run.
This is Tim from Hanover. Tim?
Yeah, guys, just following up on what you guys were talking about. I think the whole thing's been tit for tat, but Greg, I think you're right about Belichick. I'm not a Belichick guy, but yeah. I think he was very formal about what he did, and he wasn't throwing stuff around. But I think Kraft's statement, what you guys just played, I think that's accurate, man. He did what he did, but the both of them just got to let stuff go, man. It's like stupidness from this point on. Let each yeah. other take the accolades for what they did and move forward.
Well, I mean, Robert Kraft was asked the question by Bob Zettelman on the podcast, and mm-hmm. he answered it that way, and right. so Bill has every right to respond. And I don't know how much Jordan does or doesn't have to do with it, to
I
answer
mean,
your question.
Think about it. If your boss was asked what's the big, technically, your boss was yeah. asked what, even if, you know, you've been very successful, the biggest risk was hiring Greg Hill. You're like, God, did I just walk in like a mess?
Yeah, right.
You know, you were like, I guess we'll see how this goes yeah. when you hired me.
Right.
Yeah, you would be somewhat bothered by that. I
you
think,
go, that doesn't
probably.
Sound great right. for me.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
well, that's what Bill feels like, because Robert feels like, well, Bill
does
is.
Does Robert feel like maybe he's giving him a compliment? And
maybe.
Just
maybe he said, maybe Robert was saying it, I don't know, because I'm not in his head, but maybe he was saying it as like, would you believe that the greatest head coach of all time, it felt like a risk doing that yeah. at the time.
Well, then say it, try to say it that way.
Yeah, right. Sometimes we say things yes. and they come yes. off a way that we don't intend.
But don't you think that they might have had a working relationship where at times Robert might have felt like Bill thinks that if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have been able to hire another coach that would have been able to do this. And he kind of like lets me know, like, yeah, you.
Well, he's right. That's the truth, though. Like,
right.
Robert couldn't just go out and hire any coach and it would be the success that Bill Belichick had with Brady.
Right. But I think if Bill's saying that to Robert, then maybe Robert's his kind of like defense mechanism was, well, I took a risk on you. And if it wasn't for me taking a risk on you, how many other teams would have done that? So, you know, that's why I said it, you always get it in sports because, I mean, I don't care if it's women's sports or guys' sports. The egos always tend to just get in the way of just, you know, at times just saying, hey, we all did it, man. We okay. all part of it.
Well, Bill Belichick responding to those comments with ESPN. and reaching out to do so. And you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. Could we open up the window world of Boston weather window, Shime? If you could, can you get your head outside? No offense. Can you get your head outside and poke it out the window, or do we need to enlarge in the window?
No. My head's full of hot air, but I can still fit out. I'm good.
What are we looking at today?
Well, Greg, it's a hot one out here. 82 degrees already here in the city of Boston. Feels like 88. So it already almost feels like 90 degrees. The high today is 91. We are still in a heat advisory. That will last until about 7 p.m. tomorrow. So we are going to get these hot, hot temperatures all the way through tomorrow. And it is, so I would say stay cool. Best way you can out there, stay cool today. It's a hot one.
Okay, you get a whole house full of windows installed for $99 a month from Window World of Boston. Go to windowworldofboston.com. Speaking of your head, a question earlier, I believe during the 6 o'clock hour, and I think it was in the Twitch chat, and you can watch this show every day on YouTube and Twitch, and thank you to those who do, when your wedding came up. Are you wearing your hat during the wedding?
No, I think I've posted multiple photos on social media. I was just at my buddy's wedding. I wasn't wearing a hat.
You could do a top hat.
No.
Like Abraham Lincoln.
I'm not going to look like Mr. Monopoly at my wedding.
You're going to risk horrifying the attendees by taking your hat off.
No, Greg, I zoom it down. Fine.
Go all the way, man. When are you going to go Bruce Willis on us? Or
He's more like Costanza than he is Bruce Willis.
Right, but he's got to let the Costanza go. It's now time to just go.
Does Lauren care? Did she ask you to keep your hat on during the wedding? No.
No.
Look at! Didn't you go see Superman?
She loves me for who I am, Greg.
Did you go to you saw Superman?
Yeah, of course.
Go with the Lex Luthor.
I know. Wiggy, I don't disagree. You're absolutely right. I've just been a coward about it.
Do it, man.
I'll be frank.
Do it for your wedding, and that I think will really, or maybe do it, you know, leading up to it so you'll get used to it and you'll be like, oh.
The holiday season. So maybe like Thanksgiving. Gives myself 6 months to really enjoy it. And
Yes. You got to own it, dude. Like, Bruce Willis is so hot.
Don't do it during Thanksgiving and go in the woods because you might be mistaken for a plucked turkey.
All right, Greg. I think I'm a quite larger than a turkey. Thank you very much. By the way, Mego, did you just say Bruce Willis is hot?
Yeah.
He's not blonde. She can't stand the blonde.
Bruce Willis, Die Hard, like super hot.
That's fair.
Wait, you think women don't think Bruce Willis is hot? Are you crazy?
I don't know about current Bruce Willis, but maybe Die Hard Bruce Willis, sure.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure in Die Hard, though, he had hair, didn't he?
I mean, look at John Travolta. He had a great set of hair as Vinnie Barbarino back in. And now look at him.
Yeah.
But he's used to it.
He doesn't go full bald, does he?
He's full baldy.
He is?
Yeah.
I thought he does wigs, though.
No. Look at John. Mego, in the words of the great LB, Google it.
I think men care about this more than women do. Well, men care about it with other men than women do.
meaning what? The guys care worried about their hair?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you seem to be obsessed with the hair of Scandinavian people of origin.
Maybe it'd be better bald.
Like, so maybe men are right to worry about it. If you've eliminated
No,
a whole
I said
entire,
the Scandies are good.
You haven't eliminated a whole entire species, the blondes, from being relevant and being somebody that women like.
It's not women. It's me.
Okay. I feel like you're trying to wrangle out of those comments.
Are you showing me
a picture of John Travolta?
He looks better bald.
That's what I'm trying to get Shime to understand. I mean, he had a great head of hair, Travolta, I said. But he said, you know what? He was getting a little thin and the plugs weren't working for him, made him look weird. And he just said, you know what? I'm going to go completely bald. And now I'm used to seeing John Travolta like this.
Okay. All right. Let's get to Mego and what is trending. And then Hill Notes coming up after that.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
For the first time ever, a swing-off determined the winner of the MLB All-Star Game last night, and Phillies DH Kyle Schwarber was the hero. After the game sat tied in 9 innings, Schwarber's 3 home runs in the swing-off gave the National League a W with a technical final score of 7-6. The Indiana Fever prevailed in a game over the Connecticut Sun in front of a sold-out crowd at TD Garden last night. But the WNBA's biggest star looks to be once again grappling with an injury. The Fever won 85-77, but Caitlin Clark appeared hurt in the final minute of the game. Clark was in obvious pain after an assist to Kelsey Mitchell and left without returning. She has struggled with both quad and groin injuries this season. Worth noting that a couple players from both teams last night voiced their opinion that Boston should have a WNBA team, including the Fever's Sophie Cunningham.
I thought it was a lot of fun, to be honest. You know, there's so much history in this building, and I've gotten some heat from saying stuff about cities, but I like Boston, man. I really like Boston. Y'all need to get a team here, but I think just playing in the Garden, it's exciting. I think it's really cool to see all these fans come out, regardless of what city we're in. Kind of feels like a home game for us, but I don't know. I think we really enjoyed it, and we don't take these types of things for granted.
It is never too early to start planning for your new deck and rail system from TimberTech. TimberTech is the number one premium advanced PVC and composite decking that captures the beauty of real wood. Visit CCL in Abington today to see a huge selection of TimberTech products, or check us out online at cclco.com.
The best Hill Notes left for us over the last 24 hours on the Odyssey app coming up next.